I'm Mark Bayshore. A recent federal estimate puts the number of mature trees here in Michigan at about 107 million. About 29,000 of them are there because of the activities of ReLeaf Michigan, an Ann Arbor-based organization dedicated to planting trees and educating property owners about trees. The organization's motto is Healthy Trees, Healthy Communities. ReLeaf says its primary mission is educational. Yesterday, I spoke with Executive Director Melinda Jones.
We are trying to educate homeowners and children, students, people of all ages on the benefits of trees and the need to properly select, plant, and more importantly, maintain them. And we like to do this by providing opportunities for hands-on action with trees, such as with tree plantings and other tree-related projects.
Certainly, trees contribute a ton to the aesthetic appeal of the landscape, but what other ways do you consider them most valuable?
Trees are truly amazing, and in recent years, scientists have come up with all kinds of ways to quantify the benefits of trees. For example, trees decrease mental stress. Children who play in nature are more relaxed and attentive, which improves learning and performance. It decreases crime. It encourages walking. It can reduce stressful noises by up to 50%, like noises from the street. It gets people to slow down as they're driving through neighborhoods. It can increase your property value dramatically. It helps from an energy conservation perspective. If you plant trees, for example, going into the summer season here, if you plant trees on the west and northwest sides of a house, it will cut down dramatically on the heat that comes in. And, you know, if you plant over driveways, patios, that sort of thing.
What are some of the most common questions or maybe misunderstandings that property owners have about trees and planting trees?
I would have to say that people greatly underestimate how big a tree will grow. And as a result, they put it too close to their house or they put it in front of their, you know, living room window, not knowing over the years how fast they grow and take up space. So it's definitely a right tree, right place situation. People unfortunately don't realize that even when planting trees around your own home, you should call Ms. Dig to make sure that there's nothing there that you're going to run into. And then also they don't take into consideration the soil, what a tree likes. For example, what type of trees can handle moisture if you have a wet area in your backyard, sand, that sort of thing.
I know your organization is more involved, and I take it you advocate planting more mature trees as opposed to seedlings. Why is that?
Well, what we've found in the 28 years that we've been in existence is that normally only about 20% of seedlings planted survive, and seedlings do have a place. They're planted a lot throughout forests, that sort of thing. But we believe that trees which are of a larger size adapt more quickly, have a more immediate effect, and people like to see something bigger on their own property.
That must be more expensive, though, isn't it?
Larger trees do tend to be more expensive because obviously they've been in the ground in the nursery for a much longer period of time. However, they once planted, they have a more immediate effect. And a lot of people shy away from bare root trees. And actually, in the spring, bare root trees are less expensive, and they adapt actually quite quickly.
I'm talking with Melinda Jones, Executive Director of ReLeaf Michigan, which assists property owners with information about tree planting. You work with communities and execute what are called tree inventories. What value does a tree inventory have?
Tree inventories are the base of a community's tree plan. If you do not know what you have, then obviously you can't plan and you certainly can't budget. So what we do is work with smaller communities, with volunteers to inventory their street trees to determine what type of trees they have, what type of condition they're in, where they're placed, where they could potentially use more trees, and then that information is turned into a database, which they can use to keep track of what they plant, what they remove, what they prune, and then ultimately what's planted.
I realize all environments might enjoy benefits from more trees. I mean, urban environments certainly, but even a rural or a suburban environment might benefit. But which setting in Michigan do you think could use them most? Rural, urban, suburban, which one?
Well, there's really, I would have to say, both urban and rural. And the reason being is that a lot of rural communities are older communities. And when they were planted with trees such as silver maples, which have now grown to the point where the limbs are breaking quite easily, and they've just outgrown the spot that they were put in. So they're having to be removed. So we do a lot of plantings throughout the state of Michigan with very small communities replacing their downtown trees. Second, of course, would be the more urban areas. As trees, as subdivisions go up and people move out, whatever, trees have a life expectancy. And once it's reached, they need to be replaced. And many times they aren't. As a matter of fact, when ReLeaf Michigan got started back in 1988, for every four trees being removed, only one was being replaced. And even today, that's still about the same ratio.
It seems as if environmentally it would be harder to grow a healthy tree in an urban environment. Is that true?
Yes, it is, because there's a lot more stress in an urban environment. You have a lot more pollution, and different trees react to pollution differently. You have salt. We have lots of snow, so they have to be able to tolerate salt. And also where you're going to plant them. A lot of times people want to plant them between the street and the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And what you plant needs to be determined by the size of that lawn width. Otherwise, again, the tree grows or outgrows it, and up comes the sidewalks, and they cause all kinds of problems.
These 29,000 trees that you say ReLeaf has planted here, is there a pattern to where they've been planted?
Yes, I would have to say so. ReLeaf Michigan, we definitely are a statewide community. We have planted trees from Copper Harbor down to Monroe. The majority of trees that we have planted have obviously been in southeast Michigan, mainly because that's where the majority of people live. And as homeowners learn about our organization, they give us a call, and that's how we plant. Our plantings are done only on public property, and they're done on a cost-sharing basis, 50-50. We feel very strongly that unless people have invested money into a planting, then there's no real reason for them to take care of it. And actually, it's a three-way cooperation, ourselves, the volunteers or the neighborhood that's interested in the, and then the community in which the trees are going to be planted. They help by providing the mulch, digging the holes, that sort of thing. So it's a three-way collaborative effort.
Again, I'm talking with Melinda Jones, Executive Director of ReLeaf Michigan. That's R-E-L-E-A-F Michigan, which assists property owners with information about tree planting. How big an issue are tree pests in our state?
That, unfortunately, has become quite an issue. It started a long time ago with the Dutch elm disease, so there are very few elm trees that grace our streets like they did originally. That's been followed with the emerald ash borer, which was extremely devastating. In the city of Ann Arbor alone, they lost over a million trees there. And now we're getting into the era of oak wilt. And while oak wilt itself has been around since in the 1980s, for some reason now it's picked up speed, and it's actually moved in up into northern and central Michigan, where the emerald ash borer, while it's all over the state, was predominantly down towards southeastern, southwestern Michigan, where more ash trees tended to be planted.
What do you consider the most interesting aspect of what your organization here does? What really gets your heart pumping about your work?
I just absolutely love to plant trees with people, not only myself, but everybody that works with us. Our organization is based highly on volunteers, and a lot of those volunteers are retired city foresters, nursery extension people, people who have worked in the green industry for a long time and for whatever reason just never tire of planting trees. And there's nothing more fulfilling for myself or for our volunteers than working with a group of homeowners and actually getting out there and getting dirty, learning the right way to plant trees, and then seeing what you've done. I mean, today people are inside so often, especially children, and they're tied into electronics, and they just get absolutely excited when they're outside and they see what they've planted. I mean, they even name the trees. It's really quite funny, but very fulfilling.
Melinda Jones is Executive Director of Releaf Michigan. That's R-E-L-E-A-F, Michigan.org. The organization assists property owners with information about tree planting. Melinda, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And this environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news of the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.